Okay, let's go then to question three. It is, when was Japan's present territory determined? Okay, I'll have you answer this if you don't mind.
It was determined just after the Second World War. And it's at that time, because we are defeated by the Allied countries.
Okay.
The Allies. We lost many countries such as Korea and Taiwan.
Okay.
And so we got it back to the 100 years ago's territory.
Okay, so we return, let's see, so we return to, maybe.
Returned to the territory size we had 100 years ago.
Sure, okay, good. Yeah, so we returned to the territory side we had 100 years ago. And that is how big, how much?
The 380. Oh, no.
Around 380.
380,000 square kilometers.
Right, good. So, as you see, I think it's nice to add that to this answer, even though the model answer that you have in your textbook doesn't include that. Uh-huh. It's nice to say. So it says Japan was reduced to its present size, which is the same as it was prior to 1894, to as it was about 100 years ago, which is 378,000 square kilometers, or around 380 square kilometers, 1,000 square kilometers, okay? So if you add that to the answer, it makes it more complete. And again, this is being more hospitable, explaining to the tourists, oh, how big it is. It's 378,000 square kilometers, which is almost the size of California or Germany in Europe or something. So then you've given a good answer. And it kind of connects question one with three, but they probably, you know, would be nice to do that. Okay. All right, thanks. Let's have you practice. When was Japan's present territory determined?
After World War II ended in... Okay.
World War II?
World War II ended in 1945 because of its defeat, Japan's land area was reduced to the present size, which is 378,000 square kilometers. But Okinawa remained under American control until 1971.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. And good.
And this kind of, in this type of a question, the answer is short.
This could be a short answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would add how big it is, 378,000 square kilometers. That's fine. Yeah, this answer, some of these answers today are difficult to add some information because they're very set with, you know, specific numbers. How big, what is the longest river, you know, this, you know, there's nobody's going to change the answer. So that's fine. Okay. Again, another situation came up. Be careful. In English, there's two ways to talk about the war. You know, World War II or the Second World War. And oftentimes, I see many students mixing them up. World War II, right? Or the Second World War, so the Second World War II or something. They're mixing it up. The phrases are set. So it's World War II or Second, or the Second World War. Yeah. And there isn't, for some, and again, English is, I don't know why, but there we don't say the World War II. No the. So after Japan was defeated in World War II. After Japan was defeated in the Second World War. Okay. So again, I'm used to what people say, and that's one of the problem areas people have. They're kind of mixing up the name of the war, and there are two names in English, but don't mix up the other, one or the other. Okay, good.
Which one is more common?
Oh, I think World War II might be more common because to me it's easier to say.
World War II.
Yeah. The Second World War is like six, World War II is like three syllables, so it's shorter. So I think people tend to say the shorter things, shorter expressions. But both are fine.
If I put the World War II, it's very strange.
You sound strange.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. But you're doing fine. Okay. Let's go to question four. Okay. This is, what is the longest river in Japan?
The Shinano River is Japan's longest. It is 367 kilometers long, and its source is at Mount Kobushigatake mountain, located around the border between Nagano, Saitama, and Yamanashi prefectures. And it runs through both Nagano and Niigata prefectures and flows into the Sea of Japan.
Right, good, okay. Good. So again, that answer was perfect. Great. And just to flow, make sure you know, when I've asked this question to other students, they say the river flows from Nagano Prefecture through Niigata. And I go, where does it end? Right. So mention where it ends. It ends into the Sea of Japan. It flows into the Sea of Japan. It goes into the Sea of Japan. That's fine. Your answer was fine. I'm just saying for helping other students is that make sure you say where it ends. Okay. Good. I heard there's a part of the river has another name in Nagano. I forget what it was, but some students mentioned that.
This river has two names.
Yeah.
And the Shinano, in Niigata Prefecture, they called the river the Shinano River.
Shinano River,
in
right.
Nagano Prefecture, if I remember right, it is called Chikuma River.
Ah, okay, the Chikuma, yeah. Chikuma I'll write that river. Down here, yeah. So some students mentioned that actually Nagano, the river's name is Chikuma River, but technically I guess it's because it ends in Niigata, they call it the Shinano River. I don't know. Well, I don't know why. There's two names, so it's complicated. But anyway, some students have mentioned that. Okay, good. Can you tell me about the longest river in Japan?
The longest river in Japan is Shinano River, which rises in Kanto mountain areas, mountain regions, and which is located in the eastern part of Nagano Prefecture, and also rises in Hida Ranges, which is located in the Nagano. The western part of Nagano Prefecture.
Mm-hmm.
And these two rivers flow into one river at Nagano City, and then it's called Shinano River, and then flows into the Japan Ocean. Of Japan.
I think Sea of Japan.
Huh?
Sea of Japan. Right. Okay.
Sea of Japan.
Right, and how long is it? Do you know how many kilometers it is?
It's around 400 kilometers.
Okay.
From south to north.
All right, yeah, flows south, from south to north, you're right. Okay, good. All right. Can you tell me, well, question five is, we'll go to that one. How many volcanoes are there in Japan?
The number of volcanoes in Japan is about 90, I believe. And
Most people say 80 every
80, 80 yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I checked the internet.
Oh, is it say 90?
86 to, yeah, it depends.
Oh, okay.
Depends on the paper. So the
okay.
Source.
Okay, yeah, but teaching here, everything I've always seen said 80, but...
86 to and 100.
Oh, okay, depends, maybe there's different definitions of...
Yeah, definition.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So I took the average.
Take the average, okay. All right, let me have you just start again. How many volcanoes are there in Japan?
It's about 90 volcanoes in Japan.
Okay.
And because Japan is one of the, it's located in the, there is volcano ranges surrounding the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, I think we said
and
we call
Japan
it.
Japan is Japan archipelago is located in at one portion of the circle.
Okay, yeah, we call it a volcanic belt.
Volcanic.
Or a volcanic zone.
Volcanic zone.
Probably the belt because it's a circle. So it's located along the volcanic belt. And it's located on one part of the belt in the Pacific, in the Western Pacific, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. All right. So you say about 90. All right. Let me see what her answer is. What's your answer for? How many volcanoes are there in Japan?
There are roughly 80 active volcanoes in Japan. And this presents 10% of the world's 800 active volcanoes in the world. The world's 800 active volcanoes, period.
Okay, what you said first is fine.
Right, okay. And Japan is located in an area where several continental plates meet under the surface, under the ground. And due to the results of volcanic activities, Japan is blessed with many hot springs.
Mm. Okay, good, right. So again, many students also refer to the 80 volcanoes as 10% of the world's 800 volcanoes, right? Okay, can you tell me about a famous volcano in Japan? Excuse me.
There are numerous volcanoes in Japan, and one of the famous volcanoes is Mount Aso. It's located in the center of Kyushu Islands, and Mount Aso has five peaks in the center. And
there's five what, peaks?
Five peaks.
Okay.
And it is known as one of the largest caldera in the world. And Mount Aso is designated as national park, and it's a very popular tourist destination as well.
Right, okay, right. So most people mention Mount Aso. Good. Can you think of what is Japan's most famous volcano?
It's Mount Fuji.
Ah, okay. Can you tell me about Mount Fuji?
Mount Fuji is very famous across the world. And of course, in Japan, people in Japan love the mountain because it's beautiful. The shape is beautiful, and also you can climb up in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And from the top of the mountain, it's beautiful. You can see far away.
Yeah, okay, right, I'm sure you can see far away. I guess people like to climb to see the, and wait for the sunrise.
Yeah, sunrise. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you know how I can go there?
Yes, it's easy. It takes about 2 hours by bus from Tokyo to the foot of the mountain. Or you can use trains, maybe two trains. So it's relatively easy.
Right, okay, right. The trains go to what they call the fifth station, right? Yeah, the train doesn't go to the top, right? So yeah, they go to the foot of the mountain, the middle of the mountain maybe, right?
Yeah.
So by bus, there's direct bus from Shinjuku during the summer and during weekends and holidays, except during the winter time from November to April. And then trains, you can go, what is it? The Shinkansen to Shinfuji, I hear, and then you can take a bus from there to the other fifth station.
Gotemba or
yeah. There's two. There's a Kawaguchi fifth station,
Kawaguchi
and then there's
and
a Right, there's two there. So good. Okay.